Back in March, firefighters from departments across the Alberni Valley gathered at the Fall Fair grounds for a new kind of training. Firefighters strung temporary sprinklers up and around buildings, using small pumps, pools, hydrants and hoses to create a humidity bubble that will protect the structures in case of a nearby wildfire. The training was part of the structure protection program put on by the province through their Fire Smart grant. Instructors from the BC Wildfire Service were on hand to show firefighters the best ways to stop structures from catching fire when wildfire approaches. "This is one of the tools fire departments have in terms of dealing with wildfires," explained Randy Thone, Fire Smart coordinator for the Alberni Clayoquot Regional District. "Wildfires have become more of a concern in the regional district over the past few years, compounded by the Cameron Bluffs wildfire of summer 2023 and this year's historically low snowpack, which is raising concerns about drought across the province. It's been a compounding effect going back to about 2021, with the heat dome that happened that summer," said Thone. "On top of that, our shoulder seasons have not really existed." A shoulder season is the period of time between peak wildfire seasons. This year, the ACRD saw a relatively dry fall, followed by freezing in December. "Because of that, there is a concern about wildfire in our area," Thone added. "It's a little bit different here as opposed to in the interior of British Columbia. Our fires don't get as large because we are so wet. But the majority of our structures are intermixed with forest, so even a small fire could affect houses or the community." A fire department's challenge is to create buffers between the buildings and the brush, and to dampen flammable materials around structures so that fire is less likely to spread. This was the goal behind the Structure Protection Program training, which had 25 firefighters in attendance from the Port Alberni Fire Department, as well as the Beaver Creek, Cherry Creek, and Sprout Lake Volunteer Fire Departments. The training included 1 day of theory in the classroom, followed by 1 day of practical training at the Fall Fair grounds. Thone says the regional district plans to host Engine Boss training next, which will teach firefighters how to be task force leaders by coordinating pumpers and water supply. This will either take place in the fall or next spring, depending how long this year's wildfire season lasts. Partnering with First Nations, the ACRD was able to put on this training with the help of a provincial Fire Smart grant. This is the third time in a row that the ACRD was successful in receiving a grant, thanks to a partnership with the City of Port Alberni, Ho Pachacet and Say Shot First Nations. The ACRD is one of the few local governments across BC to partner with local First Nations on the Fire Smart grant application. It's because of this that Thone and Caitlin Minviel, the Emergency Program Coordinator with Say Shot First Nation, have been invited to speak at the Fire Smart Conference at the Wildfire Training Summit in Prince George from April 20 to 24. "We're going to speak about the partnership and how it's working," said Thone. "That's a pretty big deal for us." "The partnership was a natural fit," said Thone, "and also allows for increased funding from the province. Regionally speaking, we're all in each other's backyards," he said. "They take part in all of our events, they receive medical response and fire response from the city. The partnership is great because it allows us to provide programming to all areas." He added, "A Fire Smart rebate, for example, is available across the Alberni Valley." Minviel agrees that the partnership made sense for Say Shot First Nation. "Over the past few years, the Fire Smart funding has allowed for assessments of homes and critical infrastructure on the nation's reserve, including the administration building and Hahuapayak School. Things are heating up more and more these days," said Minviel. "We have a particular kind of fuel here that the interior doesn't have, so we're taking proactive steps to ensure that the community remains safe from wildfires. Crews have been able to do some clearing around homes, and we're hoping to arrange for some curbside pickup." Minviel says the nation is also looking at some youth initiatives to get youth involved in Fire Smart activities. Thone says part of the reason that he and Minviel have been invited to speak at the conference is also because the Cameron Bluffs wildfire has put a lot of focus on the region. "We've had wildfires here previously," said Thone. But previously our extreme fire danger season was only a couple of weeks long. Now, with our extended summers and short winters, that's changed for us. We'll talk about what we've done in the past, and where we're hoping to go, Minvial said. Other First Nations representatives will be there, so it will give them a view of how that might look for them to partner with another municipality, as well. What residents can do? The Fire Smart Grant also means that residential home assessments are available free of charge for homeowners across the Alberni Valley. These assessments are free, confidential, and entirely voluntary, meaning homeowners are not required to adopt any of the suggested mitigation techniques. So far, Thone says the ACRD is at about 145% of what they had targeted for home assessments. We'll make recommendations on things you can do to build fire resiliency on your property, said Thone. We know there are reasons certain buildings survive and others fail in a wildfire situation. The most critical areas are the roofs, gutters, eaves, and the perimeter around the house. The ACRD also offers a rebate of up to $1,000 to help pay for that work, and curbside pickup is available for yard waste. Thone says the best techniques to protect your property from wildfire are pruning, raking, cleaning the roof and gutters, and relocating firewood storage in the summer. Our biggest challenge is that we really like small shrubs and bushes right around our house, Thone laughed. He described these conifers as vertical gasoline for wildfire. We can change a lot of things by changing our habits and our behavior. There are ways that homeowners can landscape with plants that are more resistant to fire. Fire Smart BC has a landscaping hub online at www.firesmartbc.ca that can help residents find fire-resistant plants for their particular climate and increase the wildfire resiliency of their properties. Residents can also contact Thone at 250-720-2700 or FireSmart at acrd.bc.ca to set up a free home assessment. Thone will be hosting a couple of drop-in discussion events at the Echo Center, where Alberni Valley residents can learn how to build wildfire resilience into their properties and reduce the risk of interface fire with some simple FireSmart principles. The events take place Thursday, May 23 and Tuesday, June 4 from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Cedar Room.